What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Wakey, eggs and bakey.
That's Seven. Not mine.
That's not yours.
Wakey, wakey, hands off snakey.
That's the other one. That's the other one. I was being a little more PC there, Adam.
Too bad. Too bad. It's Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Turn off those goddamn Saturday morning cartoons and turn up Chair Shot Radio. It's time for Talking Smack. DP. Here with Adam Judy from Winner Is You. How's it going?
Excited. This is my favorite time. We hit it hard. We hit it fast. We talk AC, and then we're getting into some wrestling, which I don't usually talk on the podcast. So
yeah.
Can't wait.
Awesome. That's right. We're talking smack. Saturday morning, AC. And this one kind of standing for all Chair Shot because we're kind of hitting a couple different things here. We're talking video games and we're talking wrestling. We're kind of getting both sides of the sports and entertainment and sports entertainment stuff. So, you know, we do it all here on the Chair Shot. So make sure you go to that chairshot.com and go check it out. We got everything there for you. We got sports and entertainment, wrestling, video games, movies, bandwagon nerds, all that shit. It's all there. You don't need to go anywhere else. Do it. All right. Well, we didn't have a Winner Is You this week. Sorry about that, guys. We had some other engagements to take care of. But there's one thing we didn't get to do, and so we got to do it here. And that's we got to talk about turnips. And it's time for Turnip for What?
Turn down for what?
Yeah.
It's all about the Benjamins, babe.
Turn down for what?
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's all about the Benjamins, babe.
Still got to get the Tom Nook sounds into there. I haven't gotten that yet. Shut the fuck up, Tom.
We should just do our own version.
Yeah. Just make it up.
Stupid. Oh, man. Love it. It's so good.
So how's turnip week?
I was out early. I completely forgot what we had talked about last week where we were like, hey, if somebody's on the good week, let everyone know and we'll go to your island and sell some turnips. And I was like, completely forgot. My brain was, if I don't sell them right now, I'm losing turnips. I got to sell them. Cause I was on the fluctuating week. That was pretty much confirmed Monday morning. Yeah. Monday morning locked me in on which trend I was on. And fluctuating is no joke, because you're on a high, then you're on the low, you're back on a high, low, and it's your different options. It's like you're okay where if you don't buy at the high at that moment, because based on like the five chances, it's going to come back around. But if you're at, there's a number that could be the highest. So if you're near that number at one of the highs, you might as well just take it and run. Otherwise you could risk not getting close to that. So that's what I did on Wednesday morning, which ended up being the highest number I have seen. So I actually timed it out, I guess, pretty well. Don't know until the week's over if I did or didn't, but I was in at 92, bought 3,000 of them.
Whew.
Out at 125.
Damn, 3,000. Fuck.
I bought 3,000 of them, filled three full rows of inventory to buy turnips. And then I dug 30 holes by my house. Broke a shovel. What a waste of time.
See, that's, and that, I did the same thing. I started to bury them, and I was realizing, like, you know, it's kind of burning through the shovel. So maybe as soon as I get an extension to the house, I make the turnip room and just set them all in there. And I should have bought 3,000 too. I didn't. I've been sticking.
That's what I did.
The first 2 years, or for 2 years, first 2 weeks of turnip sales, I've been like, I'll just go with 1,000. I'm going to keep it around 1,000 every time because that's a good number, you know. But fuck that. I should just buy as many as I freaking can, because.
Yep.
Odds are, is you know, if you use the app and you do it right, you're going to make at least a little bit of money no matter what. So why not? If you got the cash.
Exactly. And you'll get an idea on the number. Like, enter the number it tells you. Do it right away Sunday morning. Like, the first week I waited till Monday to or Tuesday to use it. I did it right away. And it tells you, based on the number it's selling for, it already knows which ones you're going to potentially get for the week. And so, like, I saw, like, the decreasing one had, like, a 5% chance. And I was like, I'll take a risk on 5% chance. Like, if I did it and the decreasing was, like, 50% chance, maybe I'd be like, okay, I'm only going to buy, like, 1,000 or, like, 500 turnips and we'll play it safe. But, like, that I took advantage of was knowing what it would tell me what I could end up. And I had a 50% chance of fluctuating going into Monday morning where I was like, okay, I'll play that risk. Because I'm supposed to get some, make more on these. And then, yes, digging was stupid. I built my fourth room because now I was just rolling in bells.
Yeah.
So that is going to be where I just dump turnips.
Yeah, that's my next goal. I had the large spike, I believe.
You lucked out.
Yeah, didn't get as high as I had mentioned in our text feed there, but I bought at 96. I bought 1,050. And... yeah, it's like after right away, I knew like on Monday, like, okay, Thursday morning is basically going to be the day that you're going to sell them. And I had a potential of like almost 600 to sell it. I was like 580 something. It got to Thursday morning and it was 285.
Worth it.
So
still
I
good.
Sold her for triple my money. Man. And that was the day, because it was gonna crash right after that. So I was like, yep, this is it. No matter what the number is, I gotta sell it. That's the best I'm gonna
find. Out.
So
yeah,
got a good
mine one. mine was so I had 92, my Monday morning was 119, and I was looking at it and that dwindled it down to I was either gonna be small spike or fluctuating. And at one point my high was like 180 something. After Monday PM, 61. And oof. I was like, oh, God.
Oh God, no.
What's going to happen? And that's where my high then, and I actually missed Tuesday morning. I completely, like, I was like, I got to make sure I go log in and check it. And then all of a sudden, it's like 3 PM, and I'm like, I never went and checked it. What if this was the time?
And then, missed the boat.
I went, and I looked, and I got my number in for the afternoon, which was 86. And, like, it tells me that Tuesday morning, my number would have been somewhere between 51 and 58. And I was like, well, I guess it doesn't matter at this point because it knows I was on the low of the fluctuating. But when it hit Wednesday morning, it came out 125. And even looking at it now, the best I could have got is 129. So I could have waited out, potentially got four more turnips or four more bells per turnip. But everything else, it's like, yeah, but it's really your range is anywhere from 37 to 129. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm at 125. I'm done. I'm out.
You gotta take that chance for four bells.
Don't show me green when it's 37 to 129.
Yeah. Oh, but it's guaranteed. No, I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a easy choice to get out right there. Then I don't have to log in. You know what's nice is when you do get out, you're like, I don't have to log in the morning now. I can just kind of log in later like I always do.
Right. Just wait till later and do your whatever, picking your trees and shake some trees. And
yeah, you know. I did. It was nice. It was nice to come in the next time. I mentioned this in that text group that I had lost 66. Was it 66 if I knew my math 66, right?
66,000.
69,000. Bells, because I took the risk and planted a 99,000 bell tree, and it grew, and there were no bags on it, and I was like, "Oh shit!" And then the next day there was bags on them. Oh. The next day, and I was like, I didn't want to check it because I was like, "What if it is?" I don't want to check it yet. And I go up to it, and I'm like, "Son of a bitch!" At least it was a 30,000 total. And it didn't back it down to like 1,000 per bag. Then I would have been like, "Well, that was shit."
That would have fucking sucked. Yeah.
But I made it up in turnip sales this week, so it's fine. It evens out.
There you go.
And then I had a point where I was sitting on 700,000 bells, and I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna go build a bridge. You know what? Let's build that fourth room, 400K out the door. Got my fourth room." And he's like, "Hey, you want to expand some more?" 785,000 bells. Oh. And I'm like, what a joke you are. I'll do it eventually, but what a bullshit.
Just do it now, but you just pay it later.
Yeah, bastard.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm at that point where I'm building bridges and ramps and inclines, and I'm moving shit around. I'm spending that 50K to move houses and organizing shit and putting it all in a row, and I'm making paths and all that shit right now.
Yeah, I'm considering how I want to do it because I've just been trying to get more and more people on so I can get that five-star rating because that's their big push. And then you get the that pop singer comes to your island. So I'm trying to get that knocked out.
Three-star rating and get that pop singer.
You only need a three-star?
You only need a three-star, and he comes the next day.
Oh, shit, I think I'm at. Yeah. I'm at two stars, I know, haven't gone to check what my rating is yet.
Go talk to Dolores, or whatever the fuck her name is.
Isabella, I think, is mine.
Yeah, Isabella.
Is that everybody's?
Yeah,
probably it's everybody's.
Yeah, go talk to her.
The bitch that bothers me in the morning when I log in.
Right. Get off the microphone. Shut up.
Stop it. I don't want to mash B. Shut up and let me play the game.
You got no news. I know. Let's go. As always. Yeah, go talk to her, because I got 3 stars, like, real quick. Like...
Yeah, so, the first time I checked, I was 2-star, and I was like, and then I moved a resident in, and that seems to bump you up quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I had one move out.
Why was that? Just cause?
I don't know. He was like, I'm moving. I'm like, what? Like, what the fuck?
Just that's gone. Really weird. I've been off. Wondering like, how that happens, because I've seen people who want someone to move off their island. They put, like, a fence up against the person's house when they're in the house so they can't get out, and then they eventually move out.
Really?
Yeah, like you can force people out.
That's hilarious.
I didn't know they would just move out on their own. Yeah. Like, they all come running up to me when I'm walking by, and I'm like, will you let me do what the fuck I'm doing? And I have to mash through the buttons.
Get out of the way. Yeah. Quit talking to me. I wonder if it's because I have, like, when I was building the houses, I built, like, I spread them out a little bit, and I had one way up in the top of the corner of the island, and that's the one that moved out. Like, I'm wondering if, like, because he was far away from everything, and maybe I didn't talk to him or something, and he just wanted out. They didn't say anything. They were just like, I'm packing up my shit. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, all right.
If they couldn't figure out, like, the ramps and stuff, they might not know how to leave a spot.
Yeah.
And then they're like stuck.
Maybe.
And then they move out.
Because there was only, at that time, I only had one bridge. I think maybe at the beginning, I didn't even have any. Maybe he couldn't get to resident services. He was fucked. I don't know.
You starve up here with those weeds. You eat flowers, right. Damn it. This is my island.
You got fish right there. You got fucking, you're fine. God damn it. All right. That's enough. It's enough Animal Crossing, I guess.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's talk some WrestleMania. Two-day event coming up this afternoon. How long is it going to be? 8 hours each day?
You know, I was going to ask you about that because I didn't realize that it was a now like an over a weekend thing, which I'm sure, mm-hmm. like, what did they do last week or last year?
Last year was the 2 days. Yeah, they did 2 days. This year they're doing 2 days, but then they're going back to 1 day. Not once they have full capacity with fans and stuff. So,
but yeah, you know, obviously COVID. So like, how do you feel about that? Because like to me, it's a spectacle. I like 1 day big event. It's the big thing of the year. I don't know. Spread out over a weekend seems interesting to me.
I'm not a fan. I don't like 2 days. I'm with you. I like the, you know, it's a 1 day event. It's supposed to be this big spectacle. Everything, you know, mm-hmm. pomp and circumstance. It should be one day's worth of stuff. You know, I think it's gotten to be so big that it gets exhausting, I guess, for me because it's too long. You know, it's too long. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that mm-hmm. I think with the fans too, I think that affects it because you don't get a lot of, you know, I think the fans get tired towards the end of the event, and I get, you know, splitting it out. Maybe I think this is just because of COVID and stuff, but it's just too much. I love it, but it needs to be 1 day.
I think that problem with the fans, and like I have not tuned into events in a long time. I've kind of just kind of kept in like what's going on by like tracking like Bleacher Report, talking to my brother, talking to you guys, like get an idea of what's going on. And I always joke like, oh, nothing's changed. Okay, cool. And then, I what I didn't like even a couple years ago is that WrestleMania Sunday was always awesome for me. I always enjoyed it. Even if I didn't follow along greatly every event or whatever, that changed with WWE Network. It was much easier, but, I'd have a general idea for sure what was going on storyline-wise, who the big superstars were. But, like, all of a sudden the pre-show was like, hey, start tuning in, and it felt like I'm watching at noon. And then I'm tired, and I'm at home, and it's hitting, like, 10 o'clock, and it's wrapping up. And I'm like, this is a long-ass day. Like, I'm tired, and no wonder, like, fans are, like, they're pretty much sleeping. And granted, the product's not always the best, right? So there's a reason they're sleeping, too. It's not because they're just drained out. But, like, even in the glory days of the best WrestleManias, fans would be worn out because of how good it was. And that's only like at that time, an hour pre-show probably. Cause that I remember like we would tune in for the free thing on pay-per-view with my parents. Cause my dad would get it going. He'd be like, we'll watch it free up until the last second. And then he'd finally pay for it. And we'd all be like, are we not going to pay for it this time? Like, so we'd watch that. And then, like, we'd be worn out, but we were also kids. But, like, people would be going nuts for those matches still. And they'd seen, like, literally banger after banger, typically, of matches. And now it's, like, really good match, bunch of shit ones, really good match, a shit one or two, a good one. And then it's, like, oh, what is this ending on? So, yeah, engagement seems rough. And then you spread that over 2 days. I'm good. Not tuning in fully, just kind of checking out after.
Pick through the matches you want to watch, kind of thing.
Well, you can watch it on YouTube the next day anyway, so
yeah,
or tune into Monday Night Raw. You'll get all the highlights, and then there you go, you watched it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, get a couple rematches probably too, usually right away.
Yeah, where they flip the outcome.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Yeah, that's always my favorite too. Yeah, if you got, you know, if you haven't watched in 10 years, you would have thought, you almost could think nothing's changed because Edge is in the main event of WrestleMania.
Oh, perfect.
So
yeah, with his broken neck still, right? Yeah, that's how it works.
Well, we've got.
Is it Randy Orton?
No, it's even better. It's broken neck versus Roman Reigns.
Oh God!
So Roman, you got Reigns, Edge,
put him over.
Edge versus Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns in a triple threat for the Universal title.
Oh my God! Is Roman Reigns still a heel? I saw he came back a heel with his horse teeth. And that's when I was like,
you made Paul Heyman?
You've seen his teeth, right?
Oh.
No, you've seen his teeth. Like, he got his teeth done. and like they look huge. She has horse teeth now.
Oh my god! I guess I never paid attention.
Just wait.
Oh man,
that dentist effed him up. But yeah, he came back heel, right? And then yeah, Daniel Bryan, I remember, was forced out. That was a big WrestleMania. That was New Orleans, right? With Daniel Bryan winning it at the end.
Yeah,
he had two matches.
Yep.
That was a good one, where fans felt like they got what they wanted. CM Punk was on his way out that time, who was why I really watched wrestling back then, because he was not happy.
Yeah,
and then
he's not coming back.
Yeah, he ain't coming back. Even though, isn't he back on like a talk show thing? Like, doesn't he do like a? Or was that just some appearance he did?
There was a couple appearances he did on the. I forget the name of the show. I don't know if it wasn't Raw Talk, but it was one of the wrestling shows. Backstage, WWE Backstage, I think they called it.
New event Backstage.
Yeah.
They still film those?
I don't know. They film everything.
Main Event. Sorry, it was Main Event.
Oh, Main Event.
You can watch those on like Saturdays or something.
I think maybe they still have those. I don't know. Probably should know that, but I don't watch those. There's enough to watch. Yeah, so you got, you know, that's your main event. What do you think of that? What do you think of that? Not a big fan? That's going to close the whole thing.
Whatever we can do to put over Roman Reigns. Sounds like nothing's changed in 5 years.
Well, speaking of nothing's changed, what do you think about Braun Strowman, who's a little newer, but he's going to be wrestling Shane McMahon in a steel cage.
What a joke. I was going to make a comment because when we were going to talk this, I was like, well, I'll check the card quick to see, like, all the matches. And the first thing I saw was, whoa, what happened with Seth Rollins that he's like the second match on the first day? And then my next thing was, people really care to see Shane McMahon still in things. Like, he came back and then he had that. Did he do Hell in the Cell? Was that last year?
Yep.
And I'm like, he's still wrestling in matches. Who cares? Like, and what happened with, so when I was watching, what's his name? Strowman, the big dude. He was with Wyatt. He was the black sheep or whatever.
Yep.
And he didn't talk. He just like manhandled people. And he was like, I'm as good as the Big Show. And then he won that like 20-man battle royale they do whatever time of the year.
Andre, the Memorial Giant Battle Rumble. Yep.
Yes. Stupid. I know that's not the real name, but it might as well be with the stupid things they name.
That's what PC Tony calls it. Yeah, Andre, the Memorial Giant Battle Rumble, I think.
Yeah. So great. And I've seen he's kind of, is he face now? Like, he seems like he's face.
He's kind of, yeah. He's almost a tweener, I think, honestly. I think he's supposed to be the baby face in this one. They've done a couple things lately with him where he could be heel and baby face, where almost he flips and flops more than the Big Show did.
The Big Show is literally every Monday. It could be the opposite of what he was the last Monday.
Yeah. It's okay. He's on AEW now, so we're good.
Yeah. What did I call him? The giant event? What's the giant event doing in the Impact Arena?
No more BS. Yeah. But yeah, we get to watch Shane McMahon fly off of some elevated platform in some sense, either off the cage or whatever.
Stupid.
I'm sure. Will be what happens.
It was great in the 90s because I feel like in the 90s, people could kind of relate to him because it was like, he's not a wrestler. He's just a guy going out there and like doing it. And it's like, I feel like I could do it. So like, I felt like you could relate to him. My brother always really liked him. He loved the music. He would mimic his entrance doing the he does like the reverse run thing with the arm, and then he's running down to the ring with his money song or whatever. However, he was still the rich kid from Dad's Company, so I couldn't really relate.
Yeah.
And then when he came back, I'm like, now he's just old rich kid who sweats a lot. Like, this is something cool.
I swear I have that sound bite, but oh, there it is.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
There you go.
Yep. There you go. It's good. It's a good one. Like, it fit.
That's awesome.
It makes sense.
It definitely fit.
It was better then because it was like, you could kind of relate with him not being a wrestler, but he's going to do whatever to win type thing. Yeah. Now it's just like, I watch it and I'm like, this is dumb. So like, you know, he's going to jump off something. Everyone's going to be like, he broke his neck. And then that match is over.
Yeah.
Probably he'll get a two out of five stars or whatever.
Most likely. Usually. We got your boys,
the New Day,
going up against AJ Styles and a giant known as Omos, which is his first match. You probably don't know who he is, but you know who the other guys are.
I know who the other guys are.
Yeah. Should be a fun tag team match, I think.
So who, like for the New Day, who are the champions? Is it Kofi or
Kingston and Woods? Big E's out. Big E's on SmackDown now. He's doing his own thing.
Damn.
It's two man crew. Big E's the IC champion right now.
Those big thighs. I always loved it.
He's a tank. It's ridiculous.
They were something else because like Kofi Kingston had been around for a long time and he never really, you know, they made him like Jamaican and then he wasn't Jamaican. And now he probably is Jamaican again. And then I liked Xavier Woods a lot. And I don't know if it's because I necessarily enjoyed his like ability in the ring or his persona, but I think it's the video game aspect because like he's up, up, down, down or whatever.
Yep.
And I think that's why I always really enjoyed him. But when you put all three together and then like they all got their new persona, Kofi Kingston seemed like he cared and had fun. Woods did his thing, and Big E, like, did more than just kind of be the brute force. He actually, like, was funny and did things. Like, the three of them together were hilarious when I was watching it. I loved it.
Yeah. I think it brought out all of their best sides, you know.
I'm sad they broke up.
Yeah, they're, I guess, technically, they're still, the New Day, a team, like, together, but Big E's on SmackDown now, so, like, if they get together on a pay-per-view or something, they're still, like, buddy-buddy, but they're not one unit on the same show anymore. So
damn, I'm sad now. Yeah, maybe that'll be the big event of WrestleMania. They reunite, Big E comes to save the day, and then it turns into the new storyline of AJ Styles needing something else to do, so they say he's gonna go for Big E's belt now, and that's what they do for a month only because that's the best they can do with storylines. See, nothing's changed. I know how it goes.
Yeah. You might be right. That's the thing.
I might be, and I haven't watched in a long time.
Yeah, they could go anywhere.
But really,
they could really go.
What happened to Seth Rollins? Why is Seth Rollins on the bottom of the card? Well, day one,
he was out playing baby daddy for a little while there.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they don't.
But with a fake injury though, right? Like he was fake injured storyline wise to be out, or
I think they just wrote him off. I don't remember them playing off an injury or anything. He just kind of lost the thing and disappeared and then came back.
Sounds about right. SmackDown, when they don't know what to do, that's what happens. So.
Yeah, repackage him. Well, I would say repackage him, but they're doing the same bit that he was doing before he left. So they didn't repackage him. But yeah, he's not in the title picture. They got other people in there right now and he's doing his little Jesus thing. Basically, which fits.
Yep, I had seen that.
And they're just, I think they're more, you know, he's trying to get some other guys over here because I think Cesaro is going to win the match because I think they're trying to actually finally give him a push a little bit. So I'm hoping, you know,
it's only been years. There. Years just in the making.
For one of your like best Cesaro. Wrestlers, you know, that you have.
Technical wise, he's one of the top guys because, like, he is really good in the ring. They just don't see it with him. And I always thought he was funny because, like, it's not like he stumbles on the mic. He is not Roman Reigns, who I will admit, from what I've seen, has gotten a little bit better. But he wasn't, like, you know, shy, doesn't know what to say, stumbling all over himself because he doesn't, like, I think a Ryback always, like, when they really gave him mic time, who, like, just take the mic away. Don't let him talk. Or, like, Brock when he came back. Okay, we got to get Paul Heyman back. Like, don't let him talk. I never thought Cesaro was that way. They just never really knew what to do with him besides kind of make him gimmicky, funny something. That'd be a good push. I always like his little spin cycle move he does on people. I always thought that was ridiculous. I always got a good laugh out of that.
Yeah. Yeah, the tilt. I'm totally not going to get it. The Cesaro swing is what they call it. Yeah.
Cesaro swing is so stupid.
Yeah, that's great. You know, he's got his little thing.
I went to SmackDown in Milwaukee I don't know how long ago. We were actually sitting in the perfect spot. It was the Bradley Center with Roman Reigns coming down. So we got to, like, literally touch Roman Reigns. Cesaro was in a match with, I don't remember who. And they had to do the swing 3 times because they kept messing something up. So they did it 3 times to get the perfect cut for SmackDown that week.
Did they come back out
when
to do it?
They were still taping it.
Or did they?
No, they literally
stopped for a second.
They would do their moves. They would kind of, he would finish the swing, and then they'd repeat the couple setup moves to get back into the swing. And nice. I don't know what was going on to be wrong. My guess it was camera work because nothing looked wrong in the ring, but the crowd definitely knew what was going on. Maybe not like kids, but like I knew what was going on. I know it's not live. They're taping it to put out on Friday. It's a Tuesday.
Oh, well, it's live now, so you get one take now, brother.
Now that's, you got to be on your A game.
Right? Oh, that's funny. All right, let's close it out with one more match of people I think you would know. And that is, well, you know what? Actually, let's go. You know Bray Wyatt. You remember Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton's feud from back in the day?
Yes, I do.
Well, we're doing it again.
Jesus.
But this time, Wyatt's the Fiend. Yeah, this time Wyatt has another gimmick.
Yeah, I've seen him as the Fiend. I liked Bray Wyatt. I liked the, his aura, is that what it is? Like him coming out with the lights out and like the... Yeah,
the fireflies, he had, all the lights.
The fireflies thing was like such a cool natural reaction of the crowd to make it a thing that's why I picked up. Like those things are really cool. I liked him persona-wise. Like I don't care if he had a fully written script and he's just good at memorizing lines. Like I liked his delivery. So I always enjoyed him. And didn't they involve Alexa Bliss?
They have her in there now, yeah.
Yeah, she's my wrestling girlfriend, I think. So, like, I saw she's involved. I recognize even more. You know what? I hope The Miz wins. I like The Miz because he's awesome.
I like The Miz. And I'm awesome! I got some bad news for you. Well, where's my bad news, Barrett?
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Bad Bunny and Damian Priest are winning that match, so.
Damn it.
Not happening.
Come on, Miz. What the hell?
Not happening.
Oh, man. Oh, The Miz. My wife hates The Miz. That's why I say it.
He's great. He's great. I love The Miz. He's really good. He's one of the best fans they got.
And he's awesome.
So it works.
Because he came from the real world or whatever.
Yeah, he did. He was the first one, right? The host of The Real World?
He was in the first season. Yeah. He was on, like, he was one of the, I don't know if you call them contestants. It was a reality show. Yeah. So he lived in the house, and he was doing his persona then. He's like, I want to be a wrestler. And then he actually, like, follows his dream and does become a wrestler, and he still acts like how that guy was acting when he wanted to be a wrestler. Like, he's like, this is what I'm going to be when I'm a wrestler. And that's how he acted on The Real World. It was literally like, season two of The Real World.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. I want to close it out with one more match. Two guys you probably know, Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre. And even MVP on the sidelines there. You know them all. They've been around a long time.
Oh my God.
And they're wrestling for the title, WWE title, the Raw Championship.
Yeah,
Lashley finally
getting
the title, I think. I think that was pretty awesome, Lashley finally getting the title. I hope he holds on to it.
I saw McIntyre had won. When did he win?
He won last year. He won last WrestleMania. He beat Brock with no crowd there.
I remember that being a big thing. I remember that being a big thing because no one really expected it. Like eventually people expect it because like people bet on wrestling. And the odds swing so significantly on the day of the match. Because people finally find out what is written into the script. And, like, they couldn't believe that was happening. Like, he was actually going to win from that. And that was huge because it was finally don't push, you know, the guys that everyone knows get pushed, which is Brock Lesnar, which I've enjoyed since he's come back from time to time. Bobby Lashley coming around, wasn't he? Is he newer as in being back to WWE for a while now? Or has he been back for a while?
He's been back for a while now. You know, he was there and then left for, you know, TNA for a while and Impact and then came back. Man, it's been years now, I guess. It feels like it's only been a couple years, but it's probably been more than that. It's probably been 6 years or something.
I feel like when I finally, when I tuned out and said I've had enough, I think most wrestling fans understand that feeling. And then you eventually come back, is that he was not around back yet. It was, he must have happened shortly after that. And I would guess that would have had to been after like the Seth Rollins winning WrestleMania and then the WrestleMania the year after, because that's when I finally tuned out. So who knows how long ago that was? Yeah. 2018, 19.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it hasn't been as long. Yeah.
But I like the push with, I like that match. I think that's good because it doesn't have to be like, I guess they're technically bigger names now. But I, what I really like is that it's not our typical, what I think they always do is they fall back on WrestleMania to push the 50 and 60 year olds, because that's my joke with Undertaker, who's not in it, obviously. But it was pushed on the guys that have been around but are part time and don't really do anything all year. And then we push them to win because it's WrestleMania. I like that that isn't the case anymore. Like, some of these guys are finally retired away, not coming back. You know, maybe Rock makes an appearance. He likes to do that whenever he's in the area.
I think that'll be next year. I think next year is the one in Los Angeles, so he might do something.
Oh, he'll. If my guess was, is he was going to show up, it's that or Miami.
Yeah, because that they were talking this year about potentially being Roman Reigns versus The Rock at WrestleMania here, but they didn't
something
go with that.
I felt scared to see. I got enough of that same match when they did it with John Cena 8 times in a row. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I think we might still get it somewhere down there. Depends on what they do this calendar year, or not calendar year, but this WrestleMania year when they get to the next one, 38. You know, they might, depending on where they are with Roman Reigns. But yeah, though that's true. I do like that. You know, Edge is essentially the only one that's in there still around where they're, you know, you don't have Triple H or The Undertaker or Shawn Michaels or anybody taking up a spot for the most part. It's Edge is really the only one.
And I it's hard too with Randy Orton, because Randy Orton is like the one that's different because he's been full time ish. Sometimes he's out, but he's been around consistently this whole time. So it's hard to lump him in with the old group when he should be, but the fact he was the 21-year-old with the old guys. And so he's to like through prime and still prime doing, like, I always liked Randy Orton. So like, he's hard to like count with that group. Edge, like, I know they made like the once in a lifetime he's coming back because he broke his neck, and then he's been around since because he's been, did he have surgery or just cleared, whatever, but
yeah, he had a bunch of surgeries and stuff, I think, and yeah, eventually got in a sense cleared to come back. So
yeah, and with him being out for a significant period of time, like, it's a little different because, like, he's clearly trying to put the work in, but I don't know, it sounds like he might just kind of pop up for the big things and pop back out.
Yeah, we'll see, because he kind of got, he was back for a while and then got hurt again, so he was out. So it'll be,
sounds about right,
this summer will be interesting to see if he's how long he stays around and what kind of matches he does. So
sounds about right. You know, yeah. What I'm missing, John Cena. Where's my guy John Cena? I thought he's full time.
I'll never leave, right? He wasn't going to go Hollywood.
Leave. I'm here every night. Yeah. And since I've said that, I've been Hollywood.
Right? I think.
Filming garbage bag commercials and Experian.
Experian Boost. And he's the voice of the Honda cars now, I think, too.
Honda cars. He does that Get Glad commercial I always see him pop up on. And he's doing the new Wipeout.
Oh, yeah. He took place of the Miz.
The new Wipeout.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, great. The Rock has his thing with whatever that extreme Wipeout Quartz Ninja Warrior. The Titan Games?
Yeah, Titan Games. Yep, that sounds right.
Something like that? Yeah, gotta be like The Rock.
Right?
Hello? We're well over time, but you know, who cares? I am excited to see him in that Suicide Squad movie where he's the peacemaker, who I didn't really know of that character, but it seems like the perfect kind of role for him. And it sounds like he did so good that they wanted to immediately get the HBO Max show starring him as that character, like, get going. So that gives me hope that he actually is, like, good at, I don't know, acting and not just being John Cena. I liked him in The Marine. I will say that. That came out in whatever year that was. I enjoyed it.
Wow.
But that might have been, like,
young teenager version of me liking it because of the fact I knew who John Cena was.
I liked him in Trainwreck. Does that count?
Trainwreck. That might count.
Schumer?
He was funny. He was funny.
As good as a part-time bit? I don't know.
He was really funny.
It's the only thing I can relate
liked
for him.
On that, I liked him on that Divas show on E! When he was still dating the Bella. You know, that's when I liked him most.
Yeah.
When he was walking around naked in his McMansion with his 800 cars. That's when I liked him. And then they cut to Daniel Bryan's house, which is just a broken down, looks like a broken down farmhouse in the middle of nowhere.
I never watched that show, but I'll take
Oh, man, was that stupid. I turned in for the whole first season.
Oh, boy. Oh,
that was a bad choice.
Oof. All right. Well, we are definitely out of time. We should wrap it up here. Let everybody get on with their Saturday and get ready for WrestleMania, because I'm guessing pre-show's starting about now.
Have you started your coffee yet?
Yeah.
Pre-show's on.
So you better get ready. Get some Red Bulls, man. and get ready for the long haul.
Order in some breakfast.
Yeah. Order DoorDash, because it'll take an hour and a half to get to you, so you'll be fine. You'll be ready by that time to eat.
It'll be nice and cold.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's all we got for this morning, folks. Thank you for listening. Make sure you go to thechairshot.com to get even more information on wrestling and sports and sports entertainment and entertainment and everything else. Follow along with AJ Balazs as he reviews WrestleMania this weekend. That's our boy from DWI right there. And make sure you go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and get your ass a t-shirt. Always makes a good gift. Yes. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
You can follow me at It's Me DPP all over the worldwide social media interwebs. Adam, where can they follow you if they would like?
Oh boy, here we go. It's AmChewy26 on Twitter.
Nice.
Spelt the way Chewy should be spelt. There's no Y in that shit. AmChewy26. Or at A Winner Is You. I like to retweet. I don't post, but I retweet everything. That's how you'll find me.
That works. That works too. All right, folks, thanks for listening. Get on with your Saturday, at least for the few hours before WrestleMania starts, and then buckle in, because it's going to be one hell of a weekend.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.